This is World Lutheran News Digest. ഇത് ലോക ലൂത്രൻ വാർത്താ പരിപാടി ആകുന്നു. യാ വിശ്വ ലൂത്രൻ സമാചാർ ഹേ.
Jesus spoke often about God's love for children. Lutherans are taking that love to South American children through mission work.
I'm Kip Allen.
In one of the poorest areas of Peru's teeming capital city of Lima is Castillo Fuerte. That's Mighty Fortress in Spanish. Those who work there just call it a mercy house, according to Daniel Fickinger, communications specialist for the LCMS in Latin America.
One of the big projects in Lima, Peru, where we have the Lutheran mission down there, is Castillo Fuerte. That's Mighty Fortress in Spanish. And that is a mercy house, as we call it, in one of the districts of Lima, in the La Victoria district.
LCMS missions take many forms. Mercy House is specifically aimed at helping children.
The intention is to serve children in the neighborhood who their parents are oftentimes working really long hours in a market nearby. And so when they get back from school, there's a good chance their parents won't be there, so they're left to wander the streets.
The La Victoria district is a slum. The streets are dangerous and no place for children. That's why Mercy House came to La Victoria.
A lot of those streets really aren't safe there. And so a few years back, the mission team there identified this very apparent need to serve these children.
Daniel says the motivation to serve in Mercy House is obvious. Jesus himself showed us the way.
It's following Christ's example. Just as God has cared for us spiritually as well as in the body, we too strive to serve our neighbor. In response to the Christ's death and resurrection, the love that he showed us, we can then reflect to those around us.
North Americans in that part of Peru are not a common sight. Also, Peruvians are overwhelmingly Roman Catholic, so Protestants, let alone Lutherans, are rare. Still, Daniel says, Peruvians welcome Mercy House personnel with open arms.
From what I could tell from when I went down there was, I believe they received very warmly, with open arms.
Mercy House started in a small park located in the district. Daniel says they got a surprise when they went to the city government for permission to operate there.
They went to the government to use the park, get permission, and the government had paid so little attention to that neighborhood that they didn't even know the park was there. But it's a nice park, soccer field and everything, and so they started out there. So obviously lots of nice space to run around. Since then, they've acquired space on a second story of a factory, which is just steps away from the park.
Support came from an unexpected source, a small library.
I know they found a good partnership with a library that's actually located right there in the park, a small little library, a collaboration that's been wonderful because a lot of kids apparently are already going to the library. And so that's an easy place to find the kids to then invite them. Oh, you guys you guys are looking for a place to hang out. The library is great. And then when they're closed or when they're not available, come on over, hang out with us.
Mercy House provides a safe place for children to play and learn. On weekdays, volunteers teach reading and writing and help children with their homework.
During the week, it's definitely an after-school program. A lot of basic subjects like writing, reading aren't really apparently emphasized in the education in Peru. And so in Castillo Fuerte, they are reinforcing those, tutoring those, giving the children a place to do their homework.
On weekends, religious education is taught.
On Saturdays, they have Escuelita. It's like Sunday school, like a VBS kind of program, each Saturday where they're doing a Bible story, doing a craft, just like we do in the U.S.
Castillo Fuerte's outreach goes farther than just children who attend. The volunteers who work at Mercy House are also exposed to Lutheran doctrine for the first time.
Not only is Castillo Fuerte an outreach to the children that it serves, it's really also an outreach to the volunteers as well. Whether they're members of the church, then they get to see just how important mercy work is to our Lutheran faith.
Volunteer missionaries serving in Peru sacrifice family, friends, and home to serve God in another culture.
They're putting that all behind them. I mean, all the challenges, leaving behind family, friends, because, I mean, they're called. This is an opportunity to serve God. They know there's people out there that need to hear the gospel, And so leaving behind their family, it's not a small task, but it's a step they are more than willing to take.
Peruvian culture is very different from that in the United States. Daniel discovered one major difference is in what Peruvians consider a delicacy to eat.
When I first found out that Peruvians eat guinea pig, oh, really? Okay, well, I'll definitely have to give that a try.
Well, Daniel did give that a try. He ate a guinea pig.
So they serve it up fried, deep fried. I mean, it was very crispy, salty. I thought it tasted like bacon. I mean, salty, greasy, fried, you know. Served with a nice potato and salad garnish on the side.
But no matter how it was dressed up and served, there was no disguising the fact that he was eating something that, well, most Americans wouldn't eat.
It still had the teeth and everything. I mean, you could tell that it was a rodent. There's no denying it.
But Daniel persevered. After all, we all make sacrifices for our faith, some more than others. To learn more about Castillo Fuerte, do a Google search for Mercy House Peru. Kip Allen, World Lutheran News Digest.